Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, we've entitled it News and Views, because there's a lot of news, maybe a bit of my views, and some good music. Well, we start off with something that isn't news or views, it's just a track that I fancy playing. It features organist David Lowe playing the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer in 1970. This came from a CD that David gave me himself. He said it was archive material that somebody had transferred for him many years ago and he had no idea he actually had the CD. But he was very pleased to let me have a copy and give me permission to play some of it on the show. So here's David in his early stages of the theatre organ with That's a Plenty, Great Day and Esso Besso. The early sounds there of David Lowe playing the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer with those free, rousing quick steps. Now, something that's not news in the organ world, but news to me, is the fact that I've celebrated my first anniversary with my loving partner, Carl. One of the first feature organ tracks that I exposed to Carl was a track recorded by Simon Gledhill on the 5-manual 80-rank Wurlitzer in San Filippo's music salon. It's that beautiful, lush, romantic ballad, Be My Love. The beautiful sounds are of Simon Gledhill with Be My Love for my loving partner, Carl. Well, this show seems to be a mix of ups and downs, and one of the downs this week is that I'm sad to report the passing of British organist Don Thompson. Don spent most of his life in America, but was actually born in Cumbria. He was reported to be a true gentleman and had a very unique style of playing. He was in fact a fan of the British style, notably Reginald Dixon, As you will now hear in this next track recorded on the Melody Inn Wurlitzer in California, Two Quick Steps. Love makes the world go round and change partners. John Thompson there at the Melody Inn Wurlitzer in California with its four manuals and 20 ranks of pipes, with a tribute to Reginald Dixon and my tribute to Don Thompson, who sadly passed away last week. In the last part of his life, Don had Alzheimer's, which made him unable to play the pipe organ. Well, our next item of news is a celebration, as we now celebrate Len Raw's 80th birthday, so happy birthday, Len. And so to celebrate this, let's have two tracks of Len back to back, both featuring his home mighty Wurlitzer, in Chorleywood. With its four manuals and 24 ranks of pipes, here's two contrasts: the beautiful ballad Stars Fell on Alabama and the 1950s hit Zana Zana. Thank you. contrasting sounds from Len Raw there, who last week was celebrating his 80th birthday. So happy birthday, Len. Now, as we approach the last track of this week's show, it's with great sadness that I report to you that the BBC have decided to axe the Organist Entertains as of May. It's nearly clocked up 50 years on the air and started life in 1969 with Robin Richmond at the microphone. And since the 1980s, Nigel Ogden has been presenting his choice of theatre organ music aimed for the general public, not necessarily the organ enthusiast. Having no Organist Entertains is going to feel like a big hole is missing from the theatre organ world. Although not everybody I speak to agrees with what Nigel does, it is perfect public publicity for the organ world and what goes on inside of it. So to end this week's show, here's my little thank you to Nigel for all of the hard work and effort he's put into promoting and presenting the theatre organ on national radio. So here's a medley of Cole Porter classics. I'm sure you know the titles all, especially the last track, which has been the Organist Entertains signature tune for some years now, from this moment on. Well, with the strains of Nigel Ogden at the Tower Bar in Blackpool Wurlitzer, and from this moment on, the signature tune that we shall hear less of, as of May, it's time for me to end this week's show. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.